All right, here's a little unscripted bonus that is not in the book, but it's super important. I've been asking people this simple question. It really illustrates what I covered in the previous segment, and it's this. I ask people as I'm about to start working with them, do you know the best and easiest way to make $1 billion? Now, a couple caveats first. You can't inherit it. You can't win it. You can't steal it. And you also can't start with $2 billion and lose $1 billion, or start with $10 billion and lose $9 billion. I get those answers all the time. So the way I frame this for people is I say, all right, tell me the best and fastest way to make $1 billion. Now, invariably, what someone will say is, well, I think it's something like sell 1 million of something to 1 million people, or sell 100,000 of something to it. And I stop them. I let them go on and on for a little while. And I go, okay, now I don't want to be a jerk here, but I'm going to just tell you that's the stupidest answer. And I'll tell you why. Most people, even if they're successful, haven't used whatever is great to help themselves yet, much less sold it to someone, one person or 10 or 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 or 100,000 or 1 million. And do you know how hard it is, how unbelievably hard it is to sell 1,000 things to 1,000 people? It can take a long, long time. Now, the other thing I'll tell you is selling B2C, I'm not interested in B2C, and I'll tell you why. Because by the time you're selling a cheap thing to tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people, the bean counters are in charge. In other words, they're finding creative ways to get around in the supply chain, or get cheap labor, or cheap, or sell at volume or a discount. I think that's a rotten way to have a business. Now, if you're good at B2C, God bless you. Thank God for you. I've gotten and I've invested in several B2C businesses, but in general, I don't like them. And here's why, and I'll tell you what the answer to the question is, in my opinion. And again, you don't have to like this, you don't have to agree with me, but the answer is help a billionaire make $10 billion and they will gladly pay you $1 billion, especially if you have them sign an agreement first, okay? So they're only paying on the basis of performance. Now, here's why this is important. I call it the upside down pyramid. The basis behind the upside down pyramid is this. You want to be the best in the world at what you do, and ideally the only one in the world at what you do. And if you only have one customer who'd pay you $1 billion, well, guess what? You can find more people just like that, and you're providing massive value. You'd say, what could I possibly have to offer that a billionaire would want from me? And the answer is, you might have an interesting perspective, an observation, the way to see the world that's different than they are, and you might have a who that can make the how happen. It could be an introduction, a connection, a relationship. But one of the things you'll realize when you start working with higher value people is they are much more likely to have paid for coaching. They will pay to be around really smart people who challenge their mindset, push their limits, and are willing to tell them the facts and the truth. Now, you've got to earn that, granted. But knowing what I know now, having worked with a lot of billionaires, a lot of celebrities, worked in a lot of B2C environments, done software, done SaaS, meaning software as service, and lots of other markets, and been exposed to a lot of different ideas, I found what I've told you more true than ever before. And right now, there are more rich and wealthy people in the world than ever before. Life is better now than it's ever been in the world for the majority of humanity. That is a fact. You can go and do some real research. That does not mean looking on TikTok or on Twitter. Now, here's the big takeaway, walk away. Again, everything that's inside this book can work for you no matter what industry, what business you're in, okay? It doesn't exclude B2C. It's all the same. If you're selling stuff to people, all these rules always work. But never start from the bottom and work up, work from the top and work down. And having fewer customers is actually less. I like to say fewer and simpler does not mean less. And running a business with fewer employees, fewer moving parts is always better. Ask anyone who's uber wealthy. This doesn't mean you can't help other people either, because some people say, well, I'm not going to feel good about myself unless I've helped tens of thousands of people. Fine. Here's what I'd recommend. If you had $1 billion right now, let's say you cleared $1 billion helping someone make $10 billion. First of all, they'd probably have you back to help them make another billion. And why not support a nonprofit, a charity? Because if you're a broke person, broke people can't help broken people. And if you work with a broken, you will soon be broke and broken too. So start from the top and then work your way down. You can always sell down. It is really hard to sell up. I'll give you one more example of how I believe that's true. If you look at Korean car manufacturers, the truth of the matter is, and there wasn't too long ago, 50 years ago, people used to say Japanese products are junk, okay? And then they knocked the pants off of America in manufacturing. And for a long time, Toyota and some of the early Japanese brands were considered cheap. And then there was Lexus, okay? And the point is, when Korean auto manufacturers got started, they just stole. They had no IP. They didn't have engineers of their own. They just reverse engineered Mercedes vehicles and higher quality American and other import cars. They just knocked them off. And at first they came in and they were cheap and they had long warranties. Okay. But nowadays, when you look at the newer generation of Korean automobiles, they're actually really, really good. Okay. But they got their start selling to the bottom. And they had to sell a lot of cars to make a lot of money, and they had to spend decades building up their brand before anyone trusted them or for a higher ticket buyer to be caught dead in a Hyundai, for example. Now, those days have changed as of right now. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? But again, if you take a look at things, look at what Elon Musk did. Love him or hate him, he started out selling a really expensive, exotic sports car. And then he started selling from the top and working his way down. And as of now, as I'm recording this for you, he's gone through some tumultuous times, but Tesla's still worth more than all the other auto manufacturers combined when you look at the stock. So again, that could have changed by the time you're listening to this, but for now, it's true.